Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just picture it. You're invited to your first barbecue of the summer, and you walk in the backyard, and you see it. What's that lawn game you want to see at that barbecue that you know you're ready to dominate?
Ladder ball.
Ladder ball?
Yeah, I'm good.
You got one off the top of your head?
Cornhole.
Cornhole.
Oh,
classics. I am the cornhole queen.
Okay, I would pick a different name. Maybe just sit on that one.
Okay.
Wow.
I'll think about it. I'll brainstorm.
Good morning to you. 6:11 on the All New B Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. And you can text your answer at 222-9233. So you looked over to your neighbor's house yesterday, TJ.
Yeah, and they're new neighbors. So, you know, I don't see them much. But now that the weather's warming up, they went into their shed and I heard this clanking. And it was chains, and there were these big tall poles with bucket chains on the top. And they set them up all over the place, and they were throwing discs into them. They were playing disc golf, whatever it's called.
Yeah, that must be disc golf, not ultimate frisbee.
Yeah, with the chains.
Right, yeah. With the chains!
Whatever
they
that was.
They had chains!
I've never seen anyone with their own of those.
They must really be into
like
it.
Hardcore.
Yeah, absolutely.
They look legit.
it's a very, I don't know, it's a great sport. I couldn't do it.
I sat and I tried
it's
not
a
to
sport.
Sure, okay.
Tried not to stare, but I was like, I'm trying to understand the rules, you know, just watching stuff. Oh. You watch a basketball game, you get it.
Yeah.
You watch a football game, you get the rules. I'm watching this and I'm like, I don't understand. How you keep score? I don't understand what's happening.
Well, that's because it's not a sport. You can't just take a regular leisure activity like frisbee and put the word ultimate in front of it and all of a sudden you're an athlete.
Wow.
You can't. Come on. Look.
You can't play ultimate frisbee the way they do unless you were somewhat trained to do that.
I guess I don't know what ultimate frisbee is. Like, do you jump and leap and
it's
you know, like in Harry Potter, they have Quidditch that made up fantasy.
Oh my God. Yeah,
it's kind of the same, thing. Yeah,
you are awful. Oh my God!
You can't only be good at ultimate frisbee and call yourself an athlete. Look, I'm not saying you don't have to be athletic to play it, but you can't be like, yeah, I'm an athlete. I play ultimate frisbee.
Oh,
you can't.
Judgerton over there on his throne. Wow.
All right, explain the rules, because TJ, how does it all work?
First of all, I don't play it, but I've watched it several times.
Okay.
All right? So it's basic. It's two teams against each other, and you're going for your own goal, but you're doing it using a frisbee rather than a football. That's essentially...
Oh, so you pass it to each other?
Yeah, you dive for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a sport.
It's totally a sport.
What makes it a sport to you?
Because you're passing to teammates, same as a ball, except it's a frisbee for an ultimate goal. So it's a team sport. Yeah. Yep.
It's an activity. I'll give you activity.
It is a sport.
What?
I mean, it's a rectangular field. There are end zones at each end.
Is flip cup a sport? Because it's a team. You're playing one team versus the other.
I'm really good at flip cup.
Okay. I'm a flip cup athlete.
So you are athletic.
No, you don't even move a muscle when you play flip cup.
Yes, you do. About 8 ounce curls.
Okay.
There's not a field.
Yeah. And you're not running and you're not.
There's not a field with ping pong.
You've got to be able to aim a frisbee at someone. Can you aim a frisbee? I doubt it. a frisbee is like a boomerang. You let it go, and who knows where it's going to end up.
Wait, how is your qualification for a sport just something I can't do? You're like, if you can't do it, it's a sport.
Because you're saying that it's not a sport. Some people would say skateboarding's not a sport.
It's an extreme sport.
Mm. Well, then maybe this is too. Maybe this is because this is not an extreme sport. This is an ultimate sport.
Oh yeah.
So there you go. How's that?
So yours was ultimate frisbee in the neighbor's backyard.
I bet they play disc golf. That's
disc
different.
Golf is what it is.
That's different. Sorry.
Not to be confused. Now I'm confused. I don't know. There were poles with chains and stuff.
Were there different size frisbees?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh. Yes.
Just stick with disc being the cornhole queen.
Cornhole queen!
Hear ye, hear ye. Number one for news. 5 on the all-new B-Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. Talking about somehow we got to disc golf. I think we're getting into those activities you're looking forward to on a day like today is supposed to be when you walk into a backyard or maybe you set it up and play with your kids.
Right.
You know, the cornhole, the can jam.
Badminton.
Ladder ball. The backyard activities that you could pretty much start today. And somehow we got into disc golf.
Because my neighbors were playing it yesterday. Set up the poles and
the chains.
Yeah, the chains and everything. And I was trying to figure out, first of all, what they were playing. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that looks like that disc golf stuff. And then I was trying to figure out the rules.
Were you, like, standing on a little chair, leaning over your privacy fence, or maybe leaning around
my
it?
My privacy fence to
bore
only
a hole in the middle of it.
My privacy little panel only blocks when I'm sitting out there and they're sitting on their patio.
No, wait.
But further out into the yard, we can see each other.
You think she was hiding? These are disc golf athletes.
Well,
I'm sure she went and got her disc golf jersey to get it signed by these athletic specimens.
It sounds
cool
to me.
You are such a troublemaker, honest to God. You just have to fire things up, don't you?
You don't even know what it entails. We have, in Rochester, I'm looking here, the Greater Rochester Disc Golf Club, which now I want to kind of be part of. Sounds exclusive.
Whoa, how big is that?
Okay, you know, they play all the time, all over New York State. West Henrietta hosted. There's a Women's Rock Disc Golf Club League.
Yeah, if you go to Durand Eastman, there are a lot of people playing it there. But what's the other? Genesee Valley Park and Cobbs Hill. They're playing it all the time.
Wow.
All the time. Ultimate Frisbee and Disc Golf. Now, they're two different sports, I know, but whatever.
So when do they play in like fields and stadiums? Do they play at Frontier Field or like the Ralph or anything like because it's a big professional sport.
Oh, sure. Well, because there's people like you who don't even know what the rules are, much less seen a game, who are just throwing it out there.
It's not really
assuming that it's, you know,
Not a sport.
I don't know how I missed this one. The World Championship of Disc Golf was held at Chilai Disc Golf Course in South Chilai.
South Chilai.
I mean, the world champion. I mean, that's insane. How did we miss that one? Did the Australian team fly into Buffalo or Rochester?
I'm sure they flew into Rochester direct. Don't you know? We fly direct from Rochester to Australia. Jeez, I don't know.
The world championship.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's
a big
thing.
It's a deal. It's a big deal.
They play even in the winter.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and they do. And that's
so you got the elements,
right?
I mean, it's great activity. It's a great little club you
can
join.
Coaches, there's a Hall of Fame, a New York State Hall of Fame for this. I mean, you need to learn a little bit more about what you're making fun of.
I'm not saying it's not.
Like, I kind of want to learn and be part of it because this looks like something I could really get competitive in.
It calls for athleticism. You have to be athletic. You have to be accurate. You do have to train to do it.
Yeah.
Thank you. You just answered your own issue. Prior to that, I did catch your little club comment. It's a little club.
But doesn't
it's a club.
A sport, for something to be a sport, doesn't it have to have, I don't know, some sort of popularity on the professional level? Doesn't
no,
it?
No, not necessarily.
So it's not a mainstream sport.
I mean, geez, until Tony Hawk, nobody knew anything about skateboarding.
Mm.
He's your only claim to fame.
You mean Tony Hawk, the billionaire?
What? I don't care how much money he's got in the bank. He's the only skateboarder most people can even name. Now, granted, I can't, before you even ask me, I can't fire off an ultimate frisbee.
No, please.
Professional. Name one or professional. Or disc golf.
Like Keith Smith.
I said it first.
Of Benfield.
I'm going to kill this guy.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just sitting here looking at how I can take classes. I can get really good at this.
He's at the Rochester Brainery signing up right now.
I mean, we might have to replace TJ. She's going to become a professional athlete.
I could.
In a real sport.
I'll go out and get me some sponsors. You'll see.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were the cornhole queen.
Yeah. She is abandoned cornhole.
I still have time. Well, consider cornhole my low-risk activity.
Oh, well, some would say otherwise. I'm sticking a break. Country
more. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.